Addictions are everywhere. Pornography, alcohol, drugs, cigarettes. They're the obvious ones, and there are others too, perhaps a bit more subtle. So why do people get hooked? How can they get unhooked? And well, can Jesus help? All questions I'll be asking experienced Christian counsellor, Bob Silberman. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our newest life application booklet. Shouldn't it be easier than this? I'd love to send you a free copy to help you absolutely thrive in your walk with Jesus. Well, I'm kind of sad because it's the end of the week again, and if you've been able to join us throughout this week so far on the program, you'll know that my special guest, Bob Silberman, has been giving us some powerful insights about the reasons that people come to see him in his counselling practice. We've talked about anxiety, depression, fear, and relationship problems. If you've missed any of those discussions, I'll let you know at the end of the program how you can catch up and hear them online. But today we're finishing off our discussion with Bob on the subject of addictions. So many people are addicted to so many different things, and the problem with addictions are that they have so many different aspects to them, physical, emotional, even spiritual, especially spiritual. An addiction puts the whole person into bondage. It locks the whole person up, not just part of them, and with often devastating consequences. So, Bob, welcome again to the program.
Hi, Bernie. It's good to be here.
So, Bob, how do you define an addiction? What exactly is it? I mean, I love chocolate. Am I addicted?
You can be if you're constantly eating chocolate. I had one lovely lady who came to see me. She could not each night go to bed until she'd taken 2 family bars of chocolate.
That's a bit extreme.
Her relationship was in severe trouble. Mm-hmm. And so she was eating chocolate to try and comfort herself. Now, chocolate releases serotonin in our system, so we feel good when we eat chocolate. Other people can be more severely addicted to alcohol or drugs or other kind of chemical addictions. My wife thinks I'm addicted to apples. Okay. I love my apple each day. And she says, sometimes I can't keep enough apples up to you because I think you're addicted to them.
That's not a bad thing. At what point does an addiction become bad? At what point does one glass of wine a night turn into an addiction to alcohol?
When it becomes a chemical obsession, if you like. I can't manage without my 5 beers. Mm-hmm. I can't manage without my 3 glasses of wine. And it becomes daily, even for some folk, hourly, that kind of addiction. We see it with cigarette smokers. Some cigarette smokers can't go more than a short period before they take a nicotine boost. Our society is changing, in case you've noticed, and we're not making space for cigarette smokers as much as we used to.
Well, that differs right around the world. Some places it's still very strong, and of course here where we live it's not.
It's not.
What are some of the other things that people are most commonly addicted to?
People can be addicted to sport. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they have to have the sport channel on their television set or sport station on their radio, and they're listening to sport. And in the process, they're excluding all others in their lives.
It's almost as though you can be addicted to just about anything.
I think you can be. It depends on the level of your response to whatever that is that you're interested in.
I mean, the obvious ones are alcohol, drugs, pornography, but it's a sports channel. I mean, and just listening to that can really ruin a family.
It can. I've had wives come and say he walks in the door, turns the television on, tunes into the sports channel, hardly speaks to any of us, and there he is for the rest of the night.
Is it because some of us have an addictive personality? Are some people more prone to addictions than others?
That's a hard question. It seems a pattern of behaviour that some people choose. It may be that they choose it for the reasons of escaping. They want to get away from the stresses of life that they're experiencing, so they use either a chemical or some kind of process to escape from their reality. And so they become addicted to that particular thing, whatever it is.
You use the word a lifestyle some people choose. I guess someone who's addicted to something wouldn't see it as a choice.
They may not see it as a choice, but initially it was a choice.
Right.
Can I choose to drink? Can I choose to smoke? we do know that chemical processes change in the human body when they do those things. But with the help of different organisations and good therapy, people can change their behaviour. First of all, as a cognitive behaviour therapist, we believe...
That's a big term. Tell me that. Just cognitive behaviour therapist.
Sounds powerful, doesn't it? But cognitive means thinking. Behaviour is how we behave. Therapy means healing. Help people to change their thinking, which changes their behaviour, and that's therapeutic. This is what Jesus was saying. We need to change our thinking. God's perspective is better than our sinful perspective.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what are some of the key impacts you see in people's lives through their addictions?
My observation is generally they can't function as well. Mm-hmm. Somehow or other their life is changed by the addiction. Mm-hmm. Think of the drug addict. They're often searching for money and opportunities to buy more drugs to feed their addiction. The person who is hungry for alcohol. And sadly, there's people who are addicted to food. Mm-hmm. And we see some people who say, oh, I can't manage without my...
Apple.
Maccas, whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay, so you get this real crackpot come to you who's addicted to apples, let's say.
Yes.
Right?
Me. Yes.
And I sit down in your office and say, Bob, I'm just addicted to apples or I'm addicted to chocolate. Help me change my mind. I mean, I love the stuff and I can't, I see a block of chocolate or I see an apple or whatever it is, I just can't help myself.
Do you know, Bernie, it takes us back to our first topic of anxiety. Because when people are anxious, they want to calm that anxiety.
Right.
So often they will eat or take a chemical or something like that to kind of lower the anxiety they're feeling. Mm-hmm. And in lowering that anxiety, then they feel better in themselves.
Is there a spiritual dimension to this too? I mean, someone's hooked to something, it seems to have gripped them like a vice.
I totally agree with that. I think that the enemy, the devil, tries to hook people into things which will focus them away from Jesus.
Yeah.
And so they get caught up.
So there's the cognitive behaviour therapy. That's important. But I would have thought that there's a spiritual dimension of prayer and of Christian fellowship.
Absolutely. If a person has an addiction, they're often diverted away from relationships. Mm-hmm. Their relationship with God and their relationship with other Christians. Mm. And so they can be caught up in their addiction rather than seeking opportunities to be strengthened through the Word of God, through fellowship, through prayer, through the study of the Bible.
Yeah. We talked a little bit before about Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, which talks about being transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Yes.
And then in that chapter, Paul goes straight on and talks about us in community.
Yes.
We tend to think of ourselves as us in isolation, but community is a place of healing.
Sadly, addictions separate people rather than bring them together. A person who is addicted to drugs is separated except from their own drug community where they're dealing with drugs.
Yeah.
Alcoholics tend often to separate themselves too. Quite sad, really.
Yeah. Bob, look, it's been fantastic having you on the program. We're out of time. We might see if we can get you back sometime and talk some more.
Be my pleasure.
Thanks. Following Jesus isn't always such an easy thing to do. Sometimes we lose heart and sometimes we're even tempted to give up. It's all just too hard. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Shouldn't It Be Easier Than This? And it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you absolutely thrive in a rich, dynamic, powerful relationship with Jesus. In fact, at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me.
I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.